to our bit. So this came down, yesterday during Why Today Doesn't Suck, that Jake threw out that he could basically be given a little snippet of a Norm versus a caller fight, and he could immediately tell you what caller it was. You still stand by that?
So how did this start?
Wordle? Hurdle. The Genesis, yeah. We had Wordle, then we had Hurdle, which was for songs. You get a snippet of a song.
Yeah.
We played that for a while. Then we did Ticket and Hurdle. That. And now we've gone even further and narrowed it to just Norm. I believe...
Norm fights Hurdle.
Yeah, it was...
And you're the guy who's cataloged all these. You know all of them by heart.
I like to think I do.
One was being played in the open, and you were doing it, ahead.
Oh, yeah. Today?
Yeah.
Of course. Yesterday,
like Jake
we
does
got
the Gordo masking talk, but he does it ahead of time.
Yeah. Like, yesterday it was it is two. That's the Bill Nagy fight. Or the draft fight. It is not. It is two. A classic.
Well, yeah. You're pretty much the expert on classic ticket audio, but you've... narrowed it down to Norm here.
Should we play you against me? Or how do you want to
do it? Yeah, let's try it.
Even
Alabama has to play Old Dominion once a year to keep their schedule.
Okay, or let me tell you what I thought we could do.
Okay.
I have,
let's do whatever Blake wants.
Okay, I didn't mean it like that.
No, I actually mean that.
Go ahead.
Jeez. I'll just read space.com.
Okay. All right, I have... 8 clips for you here. Okay. 6 of these have names of the caller.
Ooh.
So there are 14 possible points. I think if you get 10, you win.
Man, that's going to be tough, but I'm up for it.
So here's, just like what we do with Ticket Hurdle, I'm going to play you a snippet. If you'd like another clue, I'll play you a little bit longer of the snippet. And then by then, you need to give me the caller name and what the fight was about.
The name is going to be tough, but I'll... Okay.
But here's... Okay, yeah, here's
you never
your...
bragged that. You bragged that you could tell...
I'd like to try this, though.
Here's
what the fight is about.
Here's your Old Dominion. Okay, here's your warm-up.
Yep.
Careful,
Daryl.
Okay, so
it's
then...
It's Daryl, and
what's
the fight,
that fight about?
The fight is about a Cowboy Redskins game at the time where Romo dumped the ball into the flat to Tashard Choice, who fumbled, and it was housed. And... effectively ended Romo and the Cowboys' chances on the night. And Daryl wanted to cut Tashard Choice. And Norm, in totally good faith argument, asked, and why not cut Romo?
Okay, so that would be worth 2 points.
Okay.
Because you gave me the caller name, Daryl, in Plano, and then you gave me what the fight was about.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Let's go.
And I'll thank you not to call again.
This is about...
What a great drop.
This is... The next part of it is, do any of you know what the hell I do for a living? And it's about a Giants or Vikings double play. It's a gambling thing. And the name...
Hold on. Before you...
Okay.
Let me play a different one, because it's not that.
Okay, let's see.
If you don't know what the hell you're talking about, don't call.
Is this Mike in Duncanville?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so it's Mike in Duncanville.
About?
Well, there's so many of... Because this is not you're welcome to go someplace else for your sports
team. No.
This is about Larry Brown being forced off the ticket when the Cowboys took the Cowboys radio network elsewhere.
Boom, 2 points.
Okay.
I saw you pushed out Larry Brown out of that show. Now you want to get on Monday Night Football and push out Jaws?
Thank you, Mike. Call again sometime. Chris and Richardson.
I don't think
good
you
morning.
Meant that either.
Mike, let me stop and address Mike. Mike, if you're going to call and ask a question... Larry Brown went with the Cowboy Network. If you don't know what the hell you're talking about, don't call. Do we understand that?
Well, he's not
Do
there.
Do we understand
he
that?
He can't really.
Larry Brown loved it here.
Oh.
Loved working with
he's
Donovan
talking
and I.
About it.
But when the network went to another station, he went with it. Them. And I'll thank you not to call again.
Well, wait,
told him
to call.
Mixed messages here.
I should also point out, I organized this to, we're going to go easy to harder.
Well,
okay?
Okay, let's just...
Oh, the Larry Brown fight's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 points, okay?
All right.
Here is number two. Here's your first clue.
What the hell are you talking about?
It could be any of them.
All right, here's the second clue.
Sorry.
Whoa, whoa, wait.
I'm concerned about the number
of
penalties.
What? Stop. What?
I mean, it's in there that obviously it's a Cowboy call about penalties.
And he's so calm. I'm concerned about the number of penalties.
Yeah, that's the best part of that.
And he's
that
screaming.
What? What? It's like an alarm clock. And there is a name on this one. I've seen these files a thousand times.
There's no name. I just need the subject.
Oh.
Lake's rules keep changing as well.
Well, he said 6 out of 8 had names. I mean, I don't know what else to say beyond it's in the call. Is it offensive line penalty? No, it's... obviously, it's a Cowboy call.
Who does he want gone?
Who does he want gone? Wade?
He wants Wade fired.
Okay.
All right.
You were talking earlier about Jason Garrett, and I think, can we please get rid of Wade Phillips? I'm sorry.
Whoa, wait.
What?
What the hell are you talking about?
Wait, time out. You're talking about a retread coach times two.
Yeah. I knew I could get the last part for you there.
Wait. You're talking about a guy who's a retread coach times two.
All right, you got 3 out of 3.
Let's see.
Here is clip number 3. And this has a name and subject matter.
Don't call with ridiculous stuff like that again. That's ridiculous.
Need second clue?
Go ahead.
Sir, are you sighted?
Yeah. Let's see. So, are you sighted? Can you see? There are a couple different options here. I know one of these is about DeMarcus Ware, but I don't think that's it.
Sir, are you sighted?
Man, I'm...
Go ahead, Blake.
This is Barry versus Emmett.
What? Seriously?
Okay,
what
so hold on, pause it. The crazy thing about this one is this guy starts laughing like the Joker in the middle of it. And it's really, really weird. It's like he's on the radio fighting with Norm and never thought he'd be here.
This is John in Dallas.
And
Barry versus Emmett.
What? Seriously? What about how Emmitt Smith never made contact with the defense until he was 5 yards downfield? He had an all-pro
now, Norm is very patient
offensive
here.
Line his whole career.
Sir, are you sighted?
Am I what?
Can you see?
Yes, I can.
Then you obviously didn't watch Cowboy games.
I did watch
Cowboy games. No, you didn't.
Did you see when he broke when he passed the record and got the rushing record? He ran 20 yards without being touched because his line was carrying him downfield.
Congratulations, you found a play.
Every play. 5 yards out. Every time he got a carry, he was basically 5 yards outfield.
Don't call with ridiculous stuff like that.
Oh, come on.
Don't call with ridiculous stuff like that again. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. We have time for one more. And maybe we do the rest of this tomorrow, or maybe we forget about it.
Let's just hurry.
Okay, here's the next one.
What the hell do we do with him?
All right, here's clue number 2.
Let's get rid of him!
Seems to be a theme there.
Well, we'll
just cut Romo.
It's Cowboys.
What the hell do we do with him?
Yeah, it's definitely Cowboys.
So much passion.
It's...
Do they all run together?
Okay, so this one, it's about Jason Garrett. And the issue is that Norm is trying to make the point that where does the buck stop type thing. This isn't about Jerry. This is Jason Garrett. This is about Jerry, right?
Yes.
Kind of?
Yeah, here it is.
Well, no, and he threw the ball right where Dez was supposed to be.
it's always someone else's fault. There's a history.
No, it isn't. But the simplistic nature of this area is it must be the quarterback.
Norm, how many years?
Then let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Let's get rid of him. Let's get, fine, fire him. Fire the head coach. Well, what the hell do we do with the general manager? My question to you. What the hell do we do with him? What do we do with him? Why doesn't your criticism start with him?
Yeah, see, a little more glue. I knew I'd get there, but... All right, I'll brush up.